It's 11:58. It is time for our midday interview on WHQR. I'm Pat Marriott, and with me is Peggy Mahan, who owns and operates Occasions Just Right, the wonderful little stationery store across the street. Hi, Peggy.
Hi, Pat. How are you today?
I am doing just great. And if you have walked past Peggy's shop in the past couple of weeks, you have seen flamingos all over the place. No, I didn't say flamencos. It's a music station. But no, it's flamingos, the big pink things. It's the third annual Flamingo Week in memory of Jim Mahan, Peggy's late husband, who was a man who lost his battle with cancer on May 19th, and she is running this event as a benefit for the Lower Cape Fear Hospice and Life Care Center. Peggy, tell us about yourself and why you're here today.
So, hi, Pat. I'm here to promote Flamingo Week, which, as you have mentioned, it supports Lower Cape Fear Hospice. We donate a portion of our proceeds from the week to Lower Cape Fear Hospice, but we're also selling raffle tickets. You have to come into the store, check out our collection of flamingos, and you can make donations there or buy raffle tickets for candy floss.
Okay, so candy floss is El Flamingo Grande, huh?
Yes, she is 7 feet tall and weighs 60 pounds, and she was created by Hubert Graham of Grahamland Amusements. And he's helping us use this flamingo to promote the cause for Lower Cape Fear Hospice.
And if you haven't seen a 7-foot flamingo in your living room, you really haven't lived.
Well, there are a lot of folks who come in and really want to win candy floss, and most people want to put the flamingo outside by their pool.
Well, now that's probably better than in your living room. You know, your shop has a 12-foot ceiling, something like that, and candy floss is pretty tall.
Yes.
But if you put candy floss in an ordinary room with an 8-foot ceiling, it would be a very impressive thing indeed.
Yes,
it
would.
So candy floss is being raffled off. How much are the tickets?
So the tickets are $5, and again, proceeds go to Lower Cape Fear Hospice. Come into the store and purchase your ticket there.
Okay, and you can make a donation to Cape Fear Hospice at the shop.
Yes,
also?
Yes, you can also do that, and you can also go on Lower Cape Fear Hospice's website and donate to them.
Okay, I'm chatting with Peggy Mahan, who owns and operates Occasions Just Right across the street from WHQR in the Cotton Exchange. We're talking about the third annual Flamingo Week. How did Flamingo Week happen?
So my husband loved flamingos, and it all started as pretty much a practical joke. He had one flamingo lawn ornament that we dressed up every holiday, and some of his family members actually kidnapped the lawn ornament
and
sent him ransom notes and pictures of it traveling all over the place. And it just became such a big family joke that every holiday he was given flamingos. So he had a huge collection already. And then when I knew that he was not going to make it to his 56th birthday, I asked everybody to send flamingo cards for his 55th birthday, which was right before he passed away. Mm-hmm. And they not only sent more than 55 cards, we got over 150 cards.
Oh, my goodness.
But they sent all kinds of flamingo paraphernalia. Which we have to this day. And
plus enhancing the collection.
Yes, it is all over the store.
Isn't that something? So the flamingos were presents for the man who has everything.
That's right.
And the collection goes on even after his life is ended.
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? But the Cape Fear Hospice will be the beneficiary of all this largesse. How did the hospice come to be part of the action?
So hospice was important to us when my husband was going through his battle. And they were very important coming to the home every week and helping us, do the medication and get all the equipment needed. And they just played such a big role in our lives at that point. I wanted to give back to them.
Good for you. Aren't they wonderful?
Yes.
Ever so many people know about hospice but don't know about all of hospice's services. Cape Fear Hospice is a wonderful organization, but it's not just a place to go. It's a service organization that sends people to your home and with medical supplies and counseling and all sorts of things. It's a wonderful cause, and this benefit is for the sake of Cape Fear Hospice. So you can make your donation at Cape Fear Hospital Life carecenter.org. That's the Cape Fear Hospice website. Or you can stop into Peggy's shop and enjoy the flamingos. What makes this year's Flamingo Week special, Peggy?
So again, we've never had a 7-foot tall, 60-pound flamingo to raffle off. And we are very thankful that Hubert was able to donate that to us. And she is just, we first had a naming contest, and one of our customers came up with the name Candy Floss. And it's just a fascinating piece of art to show everybody.
That's absolutely wonderful. Now, this is the third annual. How has it developed over the years?
So when we first, my daughter and I came down right after Jimmy passed away and had never done retail before. We're trying to look at new things to commemorate his spirit. And our logo is actually a flamingo quill, and my right. daughter designed that in his memory. But we also decided to put out his flamingo collection at the store, and it was my daughter's idea to do also a proceeds for Lower Cape Fear Hospice at the time. So we just started 1 year very slowly, and then we continued on each year. We're trying to make it grow it a little bit larger each year.
That's wonderful. And this was the anniversary of his death?
May 19th, yes.
May 19th. That's wonderful. And every year it gets bigger and better.
Yes.
This year culminating in the raffle of candy floss. Why is it important for you to give back?
Again, because people were so gracious to us, we want to give back to the community too.
Okay. Well, this is absolutely wonderful event coming up. We've been chatting with Peggy Mahan, who is the owner and operator of Cajuns Just Right across the street, celebrating their third annual Flamingo Week. There will be a raffle for your opportunity to win a 7-foot-tall pink flamingo named Candy Floss. You will love her. She'll be given away at the end of the week. Now, you can buy tickets in the store.
Yes, you can.
For...
They're $5 a piece.
For $5 a piece. Are there other ways to buy tickets for those who can't visit the store?
Currently, you have to come into the store to buy the raffle tickets.
You must come into the store.
And you have to see all the items that we have. Not only the flamingos, but all the greeting cards and stationery and pens.
Well, so, of course. That's one of my favorite shops. Whenever I need a card, I'll stop in at Occasions. Okay. And then while you're at it, make a donation to Lower Cape Fear Hospice in Jim Manan's memory by going online at the Lower Cape Fear Hospice website or making a donation at the shop.
And I do just want to say that you will receive a 10% discount on any of your purchases when you do that. Purchase a raffle ticket or donate.
That's wonderful. So. Peggy Mahan, thank you so much.
And thank you,
Pat, for being here, and thank you for your generosity to the community. It's 12:06.